What did you do for this Veterans Day? I know it's a very important day for you.
Well, this morning at the 11th hour of the 11th day, 11th month, we had a ceremony at the Orange County Veterans Memorial. And because of the temperature, we moved it indoors to the Southern Service Center. And we had a packed house. I think there were about 140, 150 people there. And we had an amazing ceremony supported by the Army ROTC program at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. They presented the colors. And the guest speaker was a graduate of the ROTC program, 1999. And he's now a brigadier general stationed at Fort Lee, Virginia.
Okay. Now, how much work did you have to put in to get that Veterans Memorial built over in Chapel Hill?
Well, I mentioned that in my remarks, Jeff. It was kind of an interesting story. One day, a bunch of us, you know, sitting around, and a conversation came up that there are counties that are smaller than we are that have a Veterans Memorial, and here we don't have one. Now, this was like, I think, 2005. And we're just talking, and we said, well, what would we have to do? So a couple of people said, well, we'd have to find the land and then get permission and then raise the money and build it. And, you know, so that's what we'd have to do. So we invited some other veterans that we knew to the next get-together, and we talked and talked. And eventually we went to the town of Chapel Hill council and asked if there was a plot of land somewhere that we might be able to put a veterans memorial on. And the interesting thing was, somebody suggested, what about there on the side of the cemetery? And we went and looked at it and thought it might be very appropriate there. There would be a place people could park if they wanted to come visit, because that was a primary concern. And there was electricity and all the things that we thought we needed. But then it was determined that it was incompatible being where it was close to the cemetery, and we needed to look for another spot. And so everybody said, okay. And we talked to the Orange County manager and the chair of the commission at the time, and they recommended that we look at a spot behind the Seymour Center. Mm-hmm. On Homestead Road. And, you know, that is one of the crown jewels, in my mind, to the county's holding. The fact that the Seymour Center is so full of activity and people coming back and forth and doing all kinds of things there. And we have a lot of seniors, you know, in this county.
Right.
So it's a hub of activity. And there's a spot up the hill, sort of across from the Southern Center, but, you know, sort of on its own. And we asked if that space could be used, and we were given permission. And we broke ground there in 2016 on Veterans Day.
That's right. I was right
and
there.
And after we broke ground, we said, okay, we got a pile of dirt here, folks. Now we got to roll up our sleeves and go begging. Well, I had just finished a major campaign with Habitat for Humanity where we raised $7 million. And, well, a little more than $7 million. That was our goal, and we actually ended up with more. So I said, well, you know, the first rule of raising money is you've got to be willing to hear no.
That's right.
And if you're not willing to hear no, you're going to be very frustrated. So we went out. And we started earning money or raising money from all sorts of people throughout the county, both individual, business, and we had a couple gifts from a foundation to include Stroud Roses, interestingly enough.
Hmm.
And we had enough money to start phase one, which was preparation of the site and laying it out. And we had the great support of a wonderful landscape architect here in Orange County, and so everything started to come together, and then we kept raising money, and we got to phase two, and we raised some more money and got to phase three, We're finishing up phase three right now with our friends at Duke Power, who are putting in the final wiring for the power that will be there at the site and connect it to a kiosk that we've also built. And once we get the power, we'll be able to put what we think will be a very interesting interactive computer-like device that will have information. And people have been buying pavers at the site, and it will be able to show you where the pavers are located by name, and you'll have some history there about veterans and Orange County and its contribution from the Revolutionary War forward. And as you know, we were one of the key players in the American Revolution down here in North Carolina.
That's exactly right.
You go up to New York or Massachusetts, they don't know much about that.
That's right. Exactly. Well, Fred always, Fred and I have known each other for a long time, and Fred had some commentaries on a station I used to work for, and I always look forward to them because he always had such compelling arguments on a variety of subjects, and I love hearing him talk about what he's done to get this memorial established as well as his own military history. Fred, it's always great talking to you here. Take care of yourself. Have a great Veterans Day.
Thank you, Jeff, and we sure appreciate your community services, too.